to pick up. So I pinches the skin up into a little ridge. You could do this with the face in the upright position before pre-op if you wanted to get an idea, but since we have the patient asleep, and I've done this enough, don't do too much. Just always err on the side of conservatism. Now this is not including muscles, this is just skin. But we're not interrupting any of the muscles pulling from the lower lip. This is a transcutaneous procedure. See, that comes up quite nicely. It's about where you want to do it. And this heals actually better than you've done a skin muscle file. That completes the upper half of the face. Now we move on to the facelift. We'll be doing a deep plane facelift, which means we'll elevate the skin up to about this area, just a skin flap. And then from here forward, we'll go deep plane. And this area will be, we'll come over the platysma muscle here. And then this is a landmark we need to know. This is the angle of the mandible. This is where the zygote meets the arch. This is where we'll find the root of the zygomaticus muscle, because we'll be staying on top of that muscle. That's what we're doing. Our incision now, this is an incision we've been using for many years now. We curve this with the natural curves of the ear and the natural lines here. We have a beak here, and this comes into the hairline, temporal hairline, in this manner, coming as far forward as we can. And then we come a little bit away from the ear here, and then back in this groove. Then about the level of the this whole portion of the ear, the top third, we come away from the ear, and then back into the hair. Not straight back, and not down the hairline. This would be straight back, this would be the hairline. Split the difference. So let's go ahead and make the incision. We've already injected. Bevel this a little bit with the hair. Use a big blade, too. It seems to work a little better. I like big blades. Tend to follow where you're going easier. And the other side of the ear, we come a little bit away from the earlobe, slightly back on the groove between the head and the ear. Take care not to cut into the cartilage of the ear. And away from the ear, gently. And then here, I curve this and bevel it with the hair slightly. You see that the bevel of the head changes. And we'll get a little hemostasis. Start usually in the front, which can start anywhere. Come a little superficial right at the beginning here. Preserve the hair follicle. We use the light through the flap to see the thickness of the flap. Yeah.
straight down, and you'll find the Gugamatical Stage.